a very, very low low voter turnout, and that was disappointing, but understandable. You know, it was only the mayoral race that was on the ballot. We didn't have any other races. None of the councilors were up or in a primary. And, of course, there was no statewide race. So it's understandable that it would be low. And, you know, typically in a situation like this, when you have an incumbent running, you will find that the challenger will you know, the people that are behind the challenger are going to be out there. So the results aren't surprising. Now we can focus. Today's a whole new day, and you know, it's a brand new election. Two people won last night, and now they have to prove to the people of Pittsfield that they're the logical choice or the choice for the next 4 years. This is going to be a four-year term. We've made some great strides here in the city of Pittsfield. Unemployment is down. We got the approval for a new high school. We have an innovation center, which is going to redefine the economy of Pittsfield and the Berkshires. And, you know, we have, a dozen other initiatives that we're going to be pursuing. So it's important that, you know, someone with the right experience and capabilities will be in there. So that's what the voters are going to have to focus on going forward.
Are you concerned at all that Linda Tyer did win last night's preliminary, that, you know, there's not as much enthusiasm for your campaign, or do you think it changes once now we're in the general?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that. I think that, you know, and I don't characterize it like that. As I said before, when you have an incumbent, typically the opponent will, you know, put the accelerator right to the floor in the primary and get as many of their voters out as possible, and people are geared up for that. Whereas with the incumbent, it's especially in a four-way race like this, I think people just understood what was going to happen and who's going to be on the ballot in November, and chose therefore to wait and do just that. But there's just thousands and thousands of people who decided not to come out and vote.
What are your expectations for the shape of the campaign over the next 6 weeks? Because, you know, as you mentioned, last night's over, and now you're in a new campaign starting today.
Sure. Well, there'll be a lot of hard work being done, and I'm hopeful that we will have the opportunity to really talk about the issues and talk about vision for the future.
Are you very confident that you'll, you know, you'll win this time?
I am. I mean, I'm confident. I've seen this happen before, and this is a typical scenario for an incumbent and a challenger, and I have every confidence in being successful in November.